This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You heard Jerry Jones today, didn't you?
I certainly did.
On Dallas Radio. I was thinking about this. David Tepper's coming to the nation's capital to watch his Panthers against the Commanders. He has become the laughingstock owner in the NFL. Is like pouring drinks on people or whatever he did to get in trouble a couple years ago. There was that video that came out where he like made a guy turn his hat around. He was at a restaurant. Remember that?
Of course, yeah.
He just seems like a lot to deal with, David Tepper. So you got him in Carolina. That's the opponent this week. You got the Jets and Woody Johnson, who Bill Belichick was making fun of last night on the Manning cast. Thought that was great. Basically was just joning on what a bad owner he is. But their offense stinks. Their defense is great. They fired their defensive-minded head coach and their culture builder. Was kind of done the things you brought him in to do, and you sided with the quarterback who you've empowered to run the entire building. We know about those kind of situations coming up around here. And then, of course, there is the Dallas Cowboys in the division, where their owner is also their GM.
And in a hoot.
Their owner runs the entire show. He's doing the interviews. He makes all the decisions. And I don't know what it would be like to have an owner in the NFL that gave you no chance, that you hated, but I'm glad my team doesn't have that situation.
What would it be like to have that kind of a problem? What would it be like to have that sort of issue?
Couldn't be me.
Where, I just don't even remember what it's like. But can you imagine, if you haven't heard the Jerry Jones audio, by the way, I mean, good heavens.
We should play it.
Good heavens.
So what do you have here, Darius? Is this the long clip or one of the shorter ones?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the long version.
Okay, so we could jump in as
it's a few minutes.
Danny, so feel free if you want to go through this with us. But this is Jerry Jones on our sister station in Dallas. And I laugh because he's on every Tuesday morning, like he's John Allen, to do his own breakdown of the game.
Like, we'll have Austin Eckler today. Compare and contrast. We've got Eckler coming up at 5.
We'll go over his 11 touches at the running back position.
Yeah.
One of our favorite players.
He's awesome.
But Austin Eckler.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Jones does the hits in Dallas. He's the one. And he was not very happy about being questioned about how bad his roster is.
Seems like my
point? Listen, let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
so Jerry, we're just
right there. I think that's one of the things that people took great issue with.
Yeah.
Now he's not, in my opinion, suggesting he'll have the guy fired, which I've heard people say, because I don't know that he has any influence in Odyssey. I think what he's saying is, I'll go do this on another show. Right. I if you're going to be combative and not ask me nice questions and not play along and say the things I want you to say and not see it my way, I'll go on the midday show if they're going to do that, or I'll find another show. We see this in politics all the time. I'm going to sit down and talk to the people that see it my way.
Yeah, by the way, that ain't good either.
I agree. but I think that's what he's saying. I don't think he's saying, like, I'm going to have you fired. Because, again, he's not the PD. He's not running the Odyssey branch in Dallas. But I think he's saying, I won't do this anymore if you're going to be mean to me and not basically put me over, which makes him a gigantic sourpuss. And, oh, you already knew this, but a guy that just is a silly goose.
The tantruming is so good. I mean, again, our buddy Sean Sharif can't even get the question out. Like, hey, I just wanted to ask you about the offseason, and now some of these things are rearing their ugly head, right? So they had an offseason. You know, think about Washington's, and, like, I had questions, and they've been answered. I was wrong. They were right. People down there had questions, and all those questions were valid. Hey, we're under-talented at some spots. We can't stop anybody. We didn't spend any money. We're falling behind in the division here. Things aren't going great. What's happening? And they've been blown out twice at home. And he's going, I'll find somebody else to ask me some prearranged questions that I write down on cocktail napkins, and you can just ask me those verbatim. What?
I did not send you those questions. look at the ones I sent you.
It's not the ones that we agreed upon.
You can keep going here. But Jerry Jones, this is this morning on 105.3, The Fan in Dallas, our sister station.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why
the team is. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well,
now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Yeah, that cleared everything up for me. Now I get it. Sometimes a good decision is bad if it's if you turn right and understand that you're supposed to go left, but you end up at a flower shop. What do you do? What are you babbling about? You boob. That is so great. So again, the idea that before I made an irresponsible fiscal decision and I own the Cowboys and it's worth more than you know the 97 countries in the world. So sometimes a bad decision could be good. Therefore, the bad decisions I made this offseason could actually be good. You don't know. You couldn't know.
If you're a fan of the Commanders, you should just hope he owns this team in perpetuity.
Just leave him in there.
He is now a disqualifying presence. You cannot win with him operating that team. You cannot. There was a time where you could have. Obviously, they proved it. And maybe he was just a better football executive or maybe more willing to empower people around him or had better other people that could say no or maybe he was more with it. I have no idea. At this point, though, he is a disqualifying presence in terms of real contention, it would appear. I mean, it was just a very strange interaction the entire morning. This was another clip from the interview with Sean and RJ down there in Dallas.
Jerry, you know, there's been a lot of talk about execution. I think you've mentioned it here already. If the execution has become a problem to the extent that you get losses like the ones against New Orleans and Detroit, why are those players still the right ones for your team?
Well, first of all, where are you going to go to get any players? Seriously, where are you going to go to get any players for the next week against San Francisco? Now, number one, I've seen these players. I've seen every one of them execute like you want the plays to be executed and do their job within the role. That didn't happen the other day, and we paid the consequences for us. But I've seen the players do it. I know we have outstanding personnel, very outstanding personnel. We just made our quarterback the highest paid player in the NFL. We just topped the receiver list charts. So we made our bed relative to how we're going to approach with our key people with the team. We were shorthanded out there on defense, but everybody gets shorthanded. That's really not an excuse in the NFL. Your depth should step up there, and you should be able, if you can, to compensate to some degree. You can't compensate for the gap, so to speak, that we had between the way our offense played and the way we were supposed to play. I want to give Detroit a lot of credit for that. They came after us and got after us, and they put guys on top of every offensive lineman you had, and they came at it and put the kind of pressure that gave Dak a lot of problems.
I also love, by the way, and there's Jerry Jones in Dallas on 105.3. At one point at the end of the conversation, he says, another problem we had is Detroit's really good. Like, what a terrible answer that is.
That's another issue we ran into as a good team. Now, that's not going to happen to us again.
He literally was like, hopefully in the weeks ahead, Dak has a better chance against other teams. It's like, no, dude. You guys are supposed to. You're the division champs last year.
Well, that's an issue. There's a good team sometimes.
You're going to play them occasionally, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.